You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, by gosh, from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated and distributed by the following: iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, Audible, Spreaker, and a shit tons of others. I think we're on like 30 or so goddamn fucking... anywhere you can find us, as far as podcasts go.
We'll run out of time.
It's too much.
Right.
And then we also got YouTube, Vimeo, Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram television. And of course, the heavy hitters with Sony Distribution. That's Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, BMG, and 5050 Global Music Incorporated. You can check out our... list of bands and artists from around the world, which now add up to like fucking 34. You can check those out on our Get Real Global Artist Management page, including our main guest for this evening. But real quick, we are your radio hosts and producers, Jenny and the Muse, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, and James
the Muse.
And the Muse. And then, of course, author, screenwriter, China Myers from Pennsylvania. And we're just going to keep praying for Derek Webb that he's okay and he'll be back eventually. Mm-hmm. But we got actor, producer, fitness trainer, and all around nice guy and father of four and a great husband. I'm just kidding. Derek Webb from New Hampshire. And then, of course, we've got Silent Giggles. Tashina Saunders is being silent somewhere in L.A. right now.
She's making money.
She works two jobs, so she's just being silent, doing what the fuck she does. And there you go. Hell yeah. And then, of course, we're Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We're live every Wednesday. So, we have a variety of guests that we have on the show. Actors, authors, producers, directors, bands of all genres of music, solo artists, you name it. We have it. Freak show performers, burlesque dancers. Let's say WWE, NFL, I don't know, shit tons of people have been on this show. So we're about to celebrate our fifth anniversary.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hell yeah.
Five.
And China has been with us for almost a year of that.
Right.
As has Derek Webb. And, Silent Giggles has been there since the beginning. So she was there before the beginning. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pre-beginning? I don't know. All right, so let's get this party started. Tonight we have three bands that are our guests. They're all playing this Friday night, March 4th, at the Regal Inn in Lakewood, California. And so great lineup of bands. I'm sure, I don't know if it's just, if there's only three of you guys or if it's just, you know, you're three out of the bands that are performing that night.
Well, I'll tell you, the guys that you have with you right now are actually on our March 19th gig San Jose. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Yeah. The other band, they're trying to log in right now.
Okay, cool. Well, let's see. One of the bands and artists that we do manage is on our show tonight as our featured guest, which would be Fallen Fury from Southern California.
Yeah.
Welcome, Will Bowman.
Right.
Singer and guitar, Fallen Fury. First in the house, we also have the All Right band from Southern California. And then I'm assuming Southern California. Okay. And then, of course, we also have Chasing the, which I guess is going to be joining us shortly.
You broke up.
Chasing the Monster.
So we're gonna be playing from the San Jose area.
San Jose, okay. So also basically, yeah, I guess Southern California, yeah. So we'll be playing six music videos, five or six, I guess. but we have a list of some music videos we're gonna play tonight. But of course, if each band wants to go and say something briefly about themselves, like kind of like a bio, like when you started and whatnot.
Yeah. So the band that you have right now, these are the guys from Chase the Monster, right? Guys, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. No, we're coming from the All Right.
Yeah, no, they're from the All Right. Okay, so these guys are with us this Friday night. They're an awesome band. They're going to be on with us, and it's really cool. Dos Dio's booking is having metal and punk on the same bill for the same night. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it because, you know, all metalheads love punk, and I know a lot of guys who love punk love metal too. So I think it would be a real – really cool thing to see on one stage, and you know, especially coming out of the pandemic and everyone been locked up for several months, so that's what we're doing. Oh, I think one of the guys is on there now, or Chase the Monster. Yeah So this is the All Right. These guys are awesome. They think there's gonna show a video here, but yeah, tell us about you guys real quick for people who don't know the All Right.
Well, we're from Santa Cruz. We formed maybe about two years ago or so. And
I'm sorry. I was talking about the band the All Right.
Oh, okay.
Chase the Monster.
Okay, let's do the All Right first, and then we're gonna go Chase the Monster. Okay.
Yeah. Go All Right.
All right. I'll leave. All right.
So, yeah.
We're LA based.
Turn it up a little.
Can you turn your volume up in it at all?
Can you hear me?
Now.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a little better,
Can you hear me better?
Check, brother.
That's better, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, so we're from Rampart Village area. That's where the band just bred out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so LA Boys, real heavily influenced on, like, punk and pop punk. You know, we were actually pretty big into metal, too, in high school. So that's why the show's going to be pretty rad. But yeah, we're current three-piece. Our guitarist Rooster Kev, he's EMT, so he's working a shift right now. He couldn't be with us today, so we're here to represent for us. But we've been a band since the summer of 2009. The two of us, we're twin brothers, if you guys didn't catch on, but we were in nursing school in the early 2010, so we were kind of intermittent with what we were doing, but once we graduated, we really hit the ground running, playing shows, merchandise. You know, we got to do a lot of cool things. We opened for Michael Graves at the Whiskey, so that was really rad. We did Chain Reaction a couple times.
Nice.
We played the Old House of Blues in Anaheim, so kind of our main events that happened. But Jamie, you have anything else to tell about our history?
No, I mean, I think you kind of hit it all on the dot. You know, we were a couple of guys that were really focused on trying to find a balance between seeking out the nursing profession while pursuing music as well. And what we found over the years was the experiences we were having as nurses was influencing the writing a lot and giving us a lot of different perspectives on how we wanted to share stories and share ideas.
Yeah, we were big on the Descendants too. So, you know, Milo being a, you know, biochemist and still doing the band, we felt like we could do it both too. You know, we could have our nursing career, but we can also pursue the music. Awesome.
Are you guys still doing nursing?
Yes. We are.
Yeah, we're actually we work at a nursing school. So while we were, you know, playing shows and writing, we were getting a master's in nursing with a focus on education.
Wow.
So we were still, so we would go and write papers and then go teach a class and then go do a shift and then head out to the bar and play a show. So it was a lot of movement. But, you know, as I said, it gave a lot of perspective on how we wanted to write music. One of the tracks off of our EP, which can be found on Spotify, the Bagging Boarded EP, is actually called Condolences. And it is about trying to comfort the family member of a patient who passes away.
Oh, okay.
So you know, you hear death is a common thing when we talk about rock and roll music, obviously. But in that experience, I remember writing that song right after this patient died, thinking I wanted to capture this idea that here's a stranger who's looking at you for comfort, but you're kind of caught between the roles and the scope of practice of a nurse and what you really can and can't say in that moment. But like I said, it did give us something new to provide to the community, I think.
Yeah, we got a lot of good following too. Our hospital, a lot of our coworkers frequents at our shows. You know, I would you know, Jamie's ortho nurse, and I came out as an emergency nurse. So, you know, a lot of people would come out, so that was really cool. And it was funny how I'd be asked, like, a doctor would ask me, so, like, Johnny, what do you do when you're not here? And I'd say, I play in a band. And they say, well, you're in a band? I'm like, yeah, I play drums. They're like, what kind of music? I'd tell them it's a punk band. And it was funny because, you know, people we meet in music, they kind of trip out that, you know, we're in a band, we're doing our thing, but we still pursued that career. So it's cool to see the reactions from people on both ends of the spectrum, but it's been a fun ride though to do it all.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, like I said, you guys are really talented.
Very cool.
Cool. We lost somebody. Where'd Chase the Monster go?
Oh, yeah. Where did they go? They were just on there.
Mm-hmm. Are they coming back? I mean, yeah.
Well, these guys are going to be on. These guys are coming to play in 2 days. Keep an eye out for these guys. They're really good. Love it. I think we have a video we're going to show of them. So just catch their live show. These guys are great. I really love these guys. They're good sound. Very good sound.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Will, you want to give a quick bio of you guys, I guess?
Of me? Let's see. Fallen Fury. We just started playing last week.
You're full of shit.
No. Yeah. So we've been doing this for a couple of years now. You know, everybody who listens to us, you know, they're familiar with our LA Talk Weekly stuff So we're at it again, and this year, 2022, we got this gig coming up on Friday. So we're hoping all you guys come out from the long, cold winter. And then on the 19th, March 19th, we'll be playing up in San Jose at a place called the Elegant Pub with Chase the Monster. These guys are awesome. I love these guys too. They have if you mix like a Motorhead with Pat Benatar with
that's an interesting combination.
Yeah, really.
All right. Yeah, with Pat Benatar with Motorhead. Okay.
I'm not done. Oh, and then if you mixed Soundgarden with them, that's Chase the Monster. Those guys, so they're pretty cool.
So it's Pat Kilmister.
Pat Kilmister. Yeah. Yeah.
Pat Kilmister.
But Fallen Fury, you know, we've been on the scene for, you know, a couple of years now, for several years. So, you know, we're playing all over California. Now we're getting to play more Northern California stuff.
And Vegas. Don't forget Vegas.
Yeah. And then we will be in Las Vegas and also in Reno in May. Yeah. And then Arizona in June, and, you know, just getting more radio play in different states now. So we're really appreciative of all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got a couple of things lined up with New York.
No, yeah. A little shit. What is she?
Her name is Shit Sue. Oh no, what is she?
But you know, it's been a minute, but we just love coming back to LA. Of course we miss JJ. Hey JJ.
What's up?
What's up? So we miss JJ, of course. So I guess we're gonna, you know, I'll try to get together before the show on Friday night. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I see how it is. Fuck Jenny.
No. I think JJ's already doing that. So
I have to fuck with you. If you claim to be family, Jenny's gonna fuck with you. It is what it is.
Yeah. So, you know, so we're just looking forward to this year, and got a lot of stuff lined up, and got some new music we're going to be recording here probably around June or July. I'm the only one here today. Everybody's at work. So Amy's driving. Yeah, Amy's driving. Greg's still at work. Anthony's still at work. So it's just Will holding down the fort today. Yeah, so that's about what we're doing.
Any of you guys ever get to PA?
The PA?
Pennsylvania. Do you ever get to Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
No, but we could.
for these the cool right amount of planes. Money, they too can play in Pennsylvania.
And yes, we can play in Pennsylvania. Yeah, but that's all we got going on right now. So just kind of branching out, but things are going good, and we're picking up our production this year. So if you guys have seen us play, we're be on the lookout. We got more stuff coming now. Last year was just lights and smoke. Now we got some video screens coming up. So if you want to check that out, yeah, check out Northern California, guys. We're gonna be bringing that stuff here. So on the 19th. Lots of good stuff.
It's cool you bring that up. Actually, Kev, our guitarist, he's from Vallejo. So.
Yeah.
So you said Chase the Monster's from NorCal, right?
Yeah.
Rooster's from out there. So I was just telling him the other day how us being like we started off and we're mainly a SoCal punk band. He brings a real like NorCal element. So it's really cool. And we grew up on Rancid. Green Day, Op Ivy.
Oh yeah, right.
AFI. So we definitely love like NorCal punk, and he brings a lot of that to the band. So
right, awesome.
That's really exciting for you guys to be touring up there. That was something we definitely want to do at one point, especially for him being from there. We would love to play for like his hometown, his friends, family. So that'd be really cool.
All right, let's play some music videos. What do we want to play?
Right on.
What do we want to play first?
Play theirs. Play.
Okay, so let's play the All Right. We'll play do the All Right first, and then Chase the Monster, and then we'll go to your videos.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So this is James Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Sirius XM, Sony Music Entertainment, iHeartRadio, and all that jazz. We're gonna play the music video by the All Right, and what is this song called? It was the video that was sent to me.
Yeah. Oh, we said two. I might be alone.
Alone.
Yeah. Alone.
You're right.
Alone.
Alone. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That song. That was his first.
Okay.
Song he wrote for the band, so this is actually really cool. We get to play this.
Oh, nice. All right. So let's play Alone by the All Right.
Special guest. Kevin starts it off. So, this one goes out to Rockwell. Yeah.
Wow. That was
so
cool.
Much energy. So yeah, much energy. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you. We try.
That was awesome, guys. Yeah. That was awesome.
Standard punk rock song lasts about maybe what, 2 minutes?
Two and a half minutes.
Two and a half minutes.
Like, just perfect enough for your bathroom break in the middle of the set. Just perfect.
There you go.
People have short attention spans nowadays, so you know,
for sure, yeah.
Minute and a half to 2.5 minutes about all they can fucking pay attention for. So yeah.
I know what's saying, but yeah, thanks for playing that for us.
You're welcome.
That was
there we go.
Hey, it's check the monster.
What's up?
All right.
Hey, all right, so, well, okay, we're going to go to Chase the Monster now. Introduce yourselves, you know, tell us your names, and a little bit about your band.
First off, that song is pretty awesome. I like that one.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is Chase the Monster. These guys rock, man. These guys are so good. I kind of gave them a little idea what I thought of your guys' music, but oh my god, I love how the female vocals go and just like the energy you guys put out. It's got this really cool groove to it. I can't even put words to it. It's really cool. So go on, tell them about you.
Awesome, Will. So yeah, we're Chase the Monster. We're from Santa Cruz, California, and we formed a couple of years ago, kind of a spinoff from another project we were on. Nell took over on vocals, and she was doing semi-lead guitar and coming up with a lot of the song ideas. A lot of our music's based like, you know, a lot of metal influence, but then a lot of blues roots, a lot of all the punk stuff that we grew up with. You know, and all that, and so.
If you infuse all of those, you get that.
And nice. You know what? Her vocals are so good. By the way, they're like very soulful. I heard a couple of their tracks, and that the one that we're playing today doesn't have that one, but her live stuff. Check it out. If you guys have not heard of Chase the Monster, you're an awesome vocalist. By the way, awesome.
Hell yeah! All right, yeah. So. We're going to play the next song, which is by Chase the Monster. And what is the name of this song that we're playing that you sent over today?
Is it
I think it's called Dissolve.
Dissolve? Okay.
Dissolve.
All right. So we're going to play Dissolve by Chase the Monster. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Sirius XM, iHeartRadio, and Sony Music Entertainment.
Rock on!
Talking to myself. I'm into myself. I'm just talking to myself. Talking to myself.
Chase the Monster. Question: you, who did your video? That was awesome.
That'd be Will over there. Will
through that. That would be me. That would be me. I'm the guilty party.
I definitely hear the influence of Motorhead within your music. That's definitely. I hear like Lemmy is being channeled through your ass. I definitely hear the Motorhead influence for sure. Like I was like, fuck yeah, that sounds like the daughter of Lemmy Kilmister. I'm just saying.
And if you guys can find their other tracks, she's really good. Their female singer there, she's awesome.
I'm sharing their I shared their Spotify account, you know, I'm going to go share the link for their YouTube, you know, we'll feature them and the All Right, you know, on our other stuff like Jenny's Real Rock and whatnot. So we have other opportunities for them, of course. And of course, That's Real Entertainment, which is coming soon, where they can perform live online in front of an online audience and put up their tip link and get some fucking money, maybe, you know? So that's always a good thing.
There you go.
Yeah. Tips and money.
But, you know, it's online. And most things are going to online now anyway with COVID. But it also gives you the opportunity to be seen worldwide, not just on a local stage.
I got a question.
The whiskey is wonderful, but you play at the whiskey and how many people are really going to see you? Maybe a couple hundred or so.
For the guys and All Right, how did you navigate through the whole pandemic thing when everybody was locking down? Like, were you and your bands like just setting up and practicing?
Good question.
Yeah, we have a lockout space in West LA, 24/7. It didn't get affected by the pandemic, so
nice.
You know, yeah. So we were able to go when we needed to, but a lot of it was figuring out at home a lot of stuff. So it was a lot of trying to hone some recording ideas, getting ideas down for when the time came to go hang out with each other. Because at the same time, we were still working in the hospital, so we were still trying to be mindful of how often we were seeing each other. So a lot of it was remote, sending each other ideas or tracking them on your own and hanging them on your computer for, you know, a couple of months. And I'd be teaching some classes, so I would just track stuff in the middle of those. And yeah, that's how we kind of got through it.
And was it hard finding other bands? Like, because over here, we lost a lot of bands and everything too that we would normally play with. So how did you, how was it like trying to find like-minded bands or bands that sounded remotely like you?
We've frequented with like a good amount, you know, to name a few, just to shout them out, like Crash Overcast is a really good friends of ours. They're kind of like more of like pop punk, easy core, hardcore band. Actually, like it's funny because like three out of the four of them are like just straight metalheads. So they incorporate that a lot. Bands like Saturday, a good friend of ours too, it's a senior year. JT Project. Well, JT Project was more of a Dreadful Fall So their singer Julio is really rad. So we've made a couple of frequents with these are all like LA bands, and
right,
it's good. We all kind of like the same like interest in music, so you know the shows that we would do together were really you know.
So it was really hard to pick up and where you left off.
I think for mainly because of the pandemic and everything, but yeah. You know, we're really blessed to be able to play this Friday with Fury, and you know, we actually we're playing another show April 30th at the Doll Hut in Anaheim.
So, nice.
Yeah, like maybe 5-10 minutes away from Disneyland, so that's coming up. And you know, actually, you guys got signed off or, you know, got booted off or whatever, but I was saying how our guitarist, Booster, he's from Vallejo, and I always said how I would love for us to, you know, go up north, play shows there, play for his friends and family, so, you know, it's really cool to hear your guys' band from, like, you know, that part of the state, so.
Right.
Yeah, how about over there, though, because you're saying like, you guys lost a lot of bands, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm sure it's rough.
Most of them just kind of like they broke up and everything, and it was just I guess it's, there was a kind of a strain that was put on it and everything.
So, a lot of LA bands lost people due to COVID. Like a lot of band members died, unfortunately.
A lot.
We lost so many fucking people. Production people who concert promoters and booking agents like me. We lost a few of them. The entertainment industry has been hit extremely hard by this entire pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, not just bands breaking up, but band members dying. You know, venues going out of business.
Yep.
We lost Petey's Place. We lost the 5-Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. There's several venues that have closed across the country due to this because they could not sustain. How can you play for a physical location if
you're not open?
You have no money coming the fuck in.
Right.
Nobody can come in to buy a beer. Nobody can see a concert. And you know, it really fucking sucks. The last 2 years have just eaten a big dick, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
5-Star Bar was actually where we played our last show before the pandemic. We were doing a little holiday charity show at 5-Star Bar.
Right.
So it's crazy to hear that they closed down. And I mean, we live not far from Chain Reaction, so when Chain Reaction was going down, that was a tough one for sure.
The Alley Music Studios went out of business. A bunch of places just kind of – the Troubadour almost went. The Troubadour was this fucking close to closing down.
Yeah, that's why –
they almost closed.
Several places. It's been really fucking – it's been really fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Shows have started to come back, but then Omicron happened, and now more concerts and festivals and tours are being canceled again, and it's like, son of a cunt.
Crazy.
But, you know, I digress. Let's play some college music videos, goddammit.
Yeah.
You need to play some music videos on stage with your mask?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever have to play on stage with your mask?
No.
Oh. No. Nobody does that.
You never have to do that.
Okay. Nobody does that.
When I throw a concert like this Friday and next, this Saturday and next Saturday, we have our own concerts at Universal Bar and Grill. We always say, please keep your mask on unless you're eating, drinking, or performing on stage.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So these are things that we always ask people to do. I'll provide sanitizing wipes. I'll provide fucking hand sanitizer. I'll provide masks. I have shit tons of this stuff at the house. I'm not worried about it. I can provide and make sure that it's a safe environment. You know what I'm saying?
And the venues are pretty good.
Band members.
No, the venues are pretty good about keeping you in line with wearing precautions too. So, you know.
Now the band members, if they're like, let's say they're up in the dressing rooms and shit like that, they don't really have to.
Yeah.
And when they're performing on stage, they don't have to.
Right.
But other than that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let's say they want to watch one of the other bands and they're in the audience. They have to wear their masks just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So there are certain protocols and precautions that the venues. Now, Whiskey A Go Go is cracked the fuck down on shit, and I'm very happy to see that because it should be like that. And the Viper Room checks for vaccination. There's
precautions.
Stuff. There's precautions in LA, which is good.
Of you guys have an album? Anybody got an album, or you got all singles?
We all got EPs, I believe. Nobody does albums anymore.
Or singles. No, there are some bands that still do albums.
Yeah, my grandpa's band. Nobody does albums.
My man and several bands that have put out albums. So don't even
know. We all do EPs.
No, not everyone. So only speak for your damn self.
I think Beyonce put out albums.
I don't want to hear that.
I think Beyonce puts out an album, but everybody else does EPs.
I manage 34 bands and artists from around the fucking world. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway,
let's play
some of your fucking music video. Shut the hell up and let's play some music.
Play a Fallen Fury video. Play a Fallen Fury video.
How fucking about that? I'm sorry. I'm going to sound like Louis Black for a moment. Hold on. Calm down. All right. So let's play. Who doesn't like to watch that? He screams like a maniac, as you know. Let's see. We got Following Intently, Speeding Faster, Michael Voorhees, Empire of Souls. Let's do a little, Amy fronted. We got Amy Bowman fronting on this motherfucker. And she talking about stalking some people. And we always like that. No good female stalker story. So, the song is called Following Intently by Fall of Fury. Yeah. Who doesn't like to stalk a motherfucker once in a while?
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, IR Radio, Sirius XM, 720.
Walk on.
It's funny.
You don't see me standing there on the corner staring at your room, hiding me what you want me to be. You say no, I can't leave here.
That was crazy.
I have a follow-up question on that one. What? Does that what happened with you, Will? Did she follow a little intently?
No.
Did your wife stalk you? Just be honest.
No.
Tell us.
No.
Don't lie.
No.
Don't lie to
her. No, really. Didn't stalk me. I don't know. Maybe somebody else.
That was cool. I like that.
That's just about crazy loving right there. That's just some crazy
loving my ass. That's like I got a butcher knife in my fucking hand, and if you look at another bitch, I'm gonna slit your throat kind of shit.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to date that kind of woman.
That's following intently.
I've had some crazy girlfriends in my past.
Oh yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. Yeah.
And we're not gonna go there, but you know, I'm just saying, I have had crazy girlfriends in the past.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean actual girlfriends, not like, oh, she's my girlfriend. Like she's my female friend. No, I mean crazy stalker bitches that I have dated.
All right, let's talk. Hey, can we do our Empire of Souls?
Females. Well, yeah, of course.
Let's do Empire of Souls, the new version.
This is the newest version. Well, version number 5. I don't know. Empire of Souls. Fuck yeah. This is one of my favorite songs by you guys. It's like Empire of Souls by Fallout.
Oh,
Nice. Wow.
All right.
That was cool.
Real cool.
Yeah.
Did you shred, man?
Great job.
Thanks, man. I try.
I'm about to text Amy and tell her she dances like a white girl.
Turn your mic up.
Speak up, dude.
That flying V guitar is like the raddest thing, man. That flying V guitar reminds me of high school. I always wanted a flying V. Oh, you still can't hear me?
No, yeah.
He's
Don't know where it's at.
Oh, I guess I got cut off. He was saying that that guitar behind you guys, Chase Monster, he reminds him of high school. We were always jealous of that stuff.
Trace Minutos.
Do speeding faster.
We need to let everybody. We need to let everybody know where they can find each other on social media. So,
okay, well, Fallen Fury, you can find us everywhere. Everybody who listens to us, just Google Fallen Fury. We pop up everywhere. It's that easy to find us. Right. YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, Apple. You just type in They're Fallen Fury, and we pop up everywhere. Oh, yeah.
You go now.
All right, and Chase the Monster, I found you right away on social media and on Spotify and everywhere. So I think yours is pretty simple and straightforward. Just type in Chase the Monster. They're a California band. Mm-hmm. Chase the Monster, fuck yeah. I found them like that on Spotify and YouTube and shit. So they're easy to find. The All Right, are you called? It says just The All Right.
Yeah. The All Right with two L's, no S.
Yes.
So sometimes it gets confused for The All Rights, but no, it's The All Right. That's on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. Jamie didn't know how to
spell. Just like their last name. A-L-L-R-I-T-T.
There was this question of like, is it two words? Is it one word? Is it one? And then it was like, you know, there's two twins, so I'm just going to throw two L's in there. I think that makes more sense.
Cool.
All
right.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Well, we want to, Jenny and the Muse here, we want to thank all of you for being on the show today. Thank you to Fallen Fury. Thank you to Chase the Monster.
Yeah.
Thank you to The All Right. And, of course, thank you, as always, to author, screenwriter China Myers from Pennsylvania for being on our show today. Silent Giggles for being silent somewhere in Los Angeles. And actor producer Derek Webb, we hope you get better soon, dude, and you'll be back soon because we fucking miss you. Yeah. But you can find us anywhere and everywhere that podcast can be listened to or watched. We're all over the place. We're with Sony Music Entertainment, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM. You can find us everywhere. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. And you can find 5 years, count them, 5 years worth of radio broadcasts with everybody and their brother that has been interviewed on our show, all on the LA Talk Radio page under Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. You can find this episode today, the video, as well as audio versions to listen to later on. And, of course, Lemuse wants to say something.
Oh, this is...
Yes. Yes.
This Saturday,
come party with Jenny and the Muse at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. We've got some incredible fucking bands. Great lineup. 8 o'clock is the Paul Collins Band. We've got Hands of Doom at 9 p.m. They're Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath tribute. We've got Jane's Addicted, Molly Vamp. And DJ King J will all be playing with Party until 1 a.m. Come on down to Universal Bar and Grill this Saturday, March 5th. And, of course, go see Fallen Fury and the All Right play at the Regal Inn in Lakewood on Friday night, March 4th, this Friday, 2 days from now. And then next Saturday at the Universal Bar and Grill, we've got March 12th. We have, God damn it, I'm so blind, I can't even see what the fuck I wrote. Diamonds Are Forever. Diamonds Are Forever. It's a deal. Here, I'm just putting my glasses on. Fuck all of you. I don't care if I look like a dork or not.
And then March 19th, we got Fallen Fury coming up in San Jose. with Chase the Monster in San Jose at the Elegant Pub. You guys, come out, support local music. We're going to be there, going to rock it out. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we're in, and again, all right, it's going to be all right,
cool. Well, thank you to all of you guys for being on the show tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday. Peace out.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.